Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With us today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host. Daniel, good to see you.
Good morning, Dr. Paul. How are you?
Good.
Good.
And we are struggling along without full staffing, but with the help of you and Chris, we're doing quite well. And taking care of all the technical problems. You know, I want to balance the budget of the United States government. I want something simple, but here I am tinkering around with these computers. But they are certainly helpful when we try to reach people. You know, we complain a lot about the internet, but I tell you what, we've reached a lot of people just in these last few years on the subject that we wanted to talk about, current events on COVID, as well as the Federal Reserve, that's ongoing. So you use what you have and try to point out the good and the bad of each thing. But Daniel, we're going to go back today and restart up our interest in COVID, because they're changing the rules. I can't believe this.
Yeah,
I thought governments were reliable, and they say that, well, no, we have to reconsider, because there are new cases that are coming in, and the expert who started this whole thing off, Ferguson, he says it's dangerous, more cases than ever. We have to do something before the world explodes. Well, I worry about the world exploding, but it's not from the people who say, why don't we use a little common sense on how we take care of our kids and how medicine should be practiced. That's what I really worry about, because all that is done with the undermining of our personal liberties. And we should be, all of us should be in the business of protecting, expanding our liberties. That's what history is all about. Certainly that was the early history of our country. But right now, we're working very hard to resist that declaration against liberty. And it doesn't look good. And yet I am firmly convinced that there's a lot of people out there still who want to live in a free country. And that's what we want to touch on today, because they're coming back with more rules. Our buddy Fauci says that we have to do more masks on the kids. Oh, well, the kids are a danger. So, and we need a village to take care of these kids, and they're running this village. Well, yeah. I want to participate in the village. I want to return it to the parents and let them decide, and let the medical decisions be decided between the patient and the doctor. Maybe that would help us sort all this nonsense out. But there were some announcement. I think there was one yesterday, and there's another one probably coming today. And Fauci had an answer. They said, we hear they're going to put a mask on for anybody indoors, including the kids. And at the same time, they're saying that if you don't do it, you're in big trouble, and you know there'll be a lockdown, the whole work. So but we have discussed this a lot and looked at the evidence, and it looks like they're misinterpreting a few things, like this variant, interpretation of the variant, meaning that it's coming back, it's worse than ever, there are more cases. And yet we reported just yesterday that if you took people who were using it for an excuse that the world's coming to an end, they found out that a lot of people were in the hospital with the disease. Then they found out that 56% of them went to the hospital for some other reason, probably a sore finger. And they did it. Oh, he's positive. Of course, we can't rely depend on the test. So that's sort of what's going on today. So what are we going to do, Daniel, to sort all this out?
It's a big deal, Dr. Paul, because the CDC just a couple of weeks ago said, no, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask indoors. You're fine. Don't worry about it. You're protected with this vaccine from the virus. And now just yesterday afternoon, Rachel Walensky, remember what she said? Back in March, I have a sense of impending doom as the cases plummeted. Well, there is a variant, as they call it, the Delta variant, supposedly. But rather than pay attention to where that variant acted when it came from places like India, and now what we're seeing in the UK, which is it's a relatively quick spike. It goes up with cases and goes down rapidly, because though the virus itself is easier to catch. It's not as strong and not as deadly as viruses have always been. Well, Walensky and the CDC have flip-flopped, and now they say you got to wear a mask indoors, even if you're vaccinated. And it's a big problem. But I think the deeper context, Dr. Paul, again, is political. The CDC is a political, not a scientific organization. It deals in politics. And so here's what Rachel Walensky said. She's mad because she doesn't think enough Americans have taken the vaccine. There are too many who are refusing. So she said Tuesday afternoon that because not enough Americans got the vaccine, those who did will now be asked to wear their masks in public again. She's pitting one half of America against the other half of America. See, it's our fault. Those of us who didn't take the vaccine, even if you've had COVID and are now immune to it, that doesn't matter. So this is what it's all about. It's all about politics, I think, Dr. Paul. It's all about pitting Americans against each other. And it's a very dangerous game. They want to take us back to March 2020. They want us to go back to the entire wasted year we had last year. They want to do it again to us. And the question now for Dr. Paul is the country going to take this lying down once over again?
Well, you know, they are inconsistent. They give positives and negatives, but it's always a mess because, quite frankly, I don't think they know what they're doing. And if they thought they knew what they were doing, they're doing the wrong thing. But I thought Biden felt compelled to answer to this this mix up or whatever it is, this confusion. He says he understands why this is happening. He says he never realized that the anti-vaxxers were not smart enough to know the difference. It was the fact that they were dumb that caused the problem. And I don't even know if he has the credibility for picking and choosing who is smart and who isn't. Obviously, there are smart people and there aren't smart people. But the last thing you want are the politicians making those decisions. And some of them, do themselves more harm than good by pretending they know what's good. Even in science, you already said, Dan, which is very important, that this is not a argument over science. This is an argument, over politics. And right now, I think the political thing must be making them pretty nervous. We talked a little bit a while ago about, you know, the unions are getting worried. Some of these rules are backfiring and hurting the unions, and they're getting nervous. And I saw something this morning that was interesting. Really, if this is moving in this direction, it's a big deal. That Hispanics, see, everybody votes in a block. Nobody votes as an individual, and I think that's part of the racism that goes on. But anyway, they said the Hispanics are moving away from the Democrats and moving toward the Republicans. Now that's a big deal. That'll get their attention. So they're willing to sell their soul, and they've been auctioning their soul off for a long time, but now it's selling. They're selling outright their soul. They'll do anything possible because they have to hold those coalitions together. And I think this is something they have never measured before, because there have been so many minorities coming into this country, and they were usually, well, in quotes, mistreated. They weren't welcomed, and they had to assimilate. And then they finally became whatever they wanted to be, and they weren't stereotyped. And this is the reason why, in spite of all the problems of people coming and saying, well, how did he get here and whatnot, and they belong to this block, and the Democrats, of course, love it. If you can put them in a block and say, open the doors, everybody come in, it may all backfire. Yeah. There may be people seeking freedom more than security, and that would be a good move in the right direction.
Well, you know, what's interesting about this new move that says you have to wear a mask indoors is some people have suggested, and I know, Dr. Paul, you would never think this, but politics has something to do with it. Because we have learned from India and from the UK that the so-called Delta variant, as we said earlier, very quickly reaches its peak and very quickly declines. And in fact, in the UK, which has just gotten past its Delta variant, it was the, quote, day of freedom, the day that they were allowed to take off their masks and go out to the pubs and to the nightclubs. That, instead, as you said, Ferguson was wrong. He said, oh my gosh, if you do that, it's going to be 200,000 new cases a day. Well, they did it anyway. Thankfully, they didn't listen to him. If people took off their masks, and now it's actually only 20,000 cases a day, and it's down 50%. So back here in the U.S., what some people are speculating is if you look at the Delta wave that we're looking at right now, it's close to its peak. It should peak in a couple of weeks. It's behaving like viruses always behave. And if it peaks in a few weeks, they're trying to get out ahead of it, Dr. Paul, by putting in new regulations now, because then when it peaks, they'll be able to say, see, our masks worked this time. The vaccines worked this time. It was getting bad, but you guys listened to us and did what we told you. And now it's going back down. This is the move that they're probably trying to do. I know it's dirty to play politics with health, but that's what I think they're doing, Dr. Paul.
Yeah, you know, the big question is how will the American people react? Yeah. Or have they had a taste of freedom again, movement in that direction? Do you think there's a chance that they will resist more than they did a year and a half ago? Yeah. Or are they going to just roll over and accept it? You know, there's one image in this whole mess in this last year and a half that I was most pleased with and sent a message. And for a day, it was in the news. And that had to do with the children in Israel. Israel's very disciplined and they have a lot of rules and people are very obedient to it. But they also have a streak of libertarianism, and too, they don't want to be told exactly what to do by the whole world. So when they told the kids in this little classroom, you can take off your mask, there was never a scene that I thought was so impressive. Up and down, it was like it was the best holiday they ever heard. Now, is that going to persist and people will be resistant a little bit more now than they were a year and a half ago? I think there will be. And I don't believe it's going to be by political parties. There will be some. Obviously, the Democrats have a position different than Trump. There is that division. But I tell you what, there's an appeal to people. You shouldn't write off everybody who's not a Trump supporter that they hate liberty.
Yeah.
Because maybe they ought to have liberty so they can freely express themselves. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting on what happens when this comes, and it's coming right now. So and it's going to make a big difference. If our country and our people roll over exactly as they did a year and a half ago, I tell you what, we're in a lot more trouble than I think we're in. Yeah. But I think there will be resistance. All the states aren't unified. And it looks to me, Daniel, that they're going to pick on the federal workers, too.
Yeah, like, they are.
Do you think there could be a division there?
Well, it's interesting because, as you say, I think the dividing lines are being drawn because Trump came out and said, we will not go back to masks. We're not going to do it. And I think a lot of Americans, particularly conservatives, they still view Trump as their leader, certainly, if not de jure, de facto, their leader. Certainly the leader of the Republican Party, and he says no. And not just him, but a good handful of Republican governors, including our own, thankfully, let's hope he keeps his backbone, but our own governor, Ann DeSantis in Florida, said, no way, CDC, take a hike. We're not going to do it. We're not going back. We're not putting masks on kids. We're not putting masks in schools. We're not going to do it. So if you start seeing some of this rebellion in the red states, it's going to be absolutely interesting. But it's also going to be disturbing because I think there's nothing that Biden and his administration want more than to divide America and to have the America basically put us all in the camp that they're putting the January 6th people in. So I think there is that rebellion. But as you also say, as we speak, it may be happening. He's expected to mandate federal employees, you got to get that vaccine. Get it regardless. If you don't get it, we're going to test you all the time, just like in California, test you every week. Get your test. So it does remain to be seen. There are 2 million federal employees, Dr. Paul, last time I checked. I wonder what would happen if a million of them walked off the job in protest at being forced to take an experimental therapeutic drug on the job to keep their jobs.
You know, they are always arguing, science is right. You have to follow the science. And good science, the way I understood it over the years, is a good scientific discovery introduce 10 new questions, you know, and refinement and advancement of that. But that's not the way they look at it. Science is a one-time deal because they see it politically. So it's dealt with in politics. But I may have mentioned this before, Daniel, but I think it was interesting that because I'm looking back and thinking about my medical training. And one of the most fascinating things in medical school and residency that the students loved were debates. And they would get two professors together and they had office opinion on a scientific matter, but there wasn't any politics involved. It was scientific debate, and students were very open-minded. Well, I need this and that. And it still goes on, but it's been lost to the public. But they don't emphasize it. What they emphasize now is, how are we going to get another grant from the government? You know, what do we have to do to get the grant and get the money and buy vaccines and all this nonsense? That to me is a real problem that people don't want to have the real debate. And as long as it's political, we're in big trouble. But there's no reason why to think that debate can't continue, because I always thought because it was exciting to us as students to see two professors dignified arguing on science, really science. That's when I really thought we were talking about science. And it wasn't like, it was just said by the federal government that we are to obey social distancing and wear masks. And then we see people, good pediatricians who might have had a different opinion a year ago, all of a sudden supporting masks, you know, for children. And they know darn well that they can't believe that anymore, but they still use it here. Even today, we're talking about Fauci says we have to do this. It's for the children. We have to do it for the children. And that is sickening. We're looking for the truth, and hopefully we can contribute to that. But right now, it can be pretty pessimistic when you see the power people and the power play, the money, the social medias, all the media, they're not in it for developing a truthful answer to the problems we're facing.
Yes. And, you know, remember the last time Fauci had his little problem with Senator Paul. Remember, he went on the stations that were friendly and said, well, when you attack me, you're attacking science. So that's the opposite of what you're talking about going on in the classrooms. But it is disturbing. And I just, my final thought on it, Dr. Paul, is that the CDC, as you know, is not a legislative body. They have no authority to mandate anything. All they do is issue guidance. So it really now is on the lap of governors. It's on the lap of localities, and it's on the lap of private companies. Do you want to have your business destroyed again like you did last year? You do not have to do what they say. It's not a law. And people should understand that. We can't go back to where we were a year and a half ago. We won't have a country left. So they're trying to do a power play. It should be resisted by Americans who, as you say, Dr. Paul, of all political stripes, who want to live free lives. And my last comment, I would just remind our viewers, because we haven't talked a lot about things. We do have our student seminar on the back of our conference in September. If you go to ronpaulinstitute.org, on the upper right, you'll see a link. If you're an upper division undergrad or grad student that's interested in participating, click on that link for more info and to apply. So, Dr. Paul, back to you.
Okay, very good. You know, I think there's enough evidence out there that we can continue momentum toward a more favorable position of voluntarism in the marketplace rather than the political position. We found that, the hypocrites were good fodder for us. We just talk about, and I think the governor of California was in this category again, about his kid went to camp. He was the only one that didn't wear a mask. Everybody else had to wear a mask. Wonder how he got that privilege. Anyway, good instincts by all people, Republicans and Democrats, if they have a smidgen of integrity, they don't like hypocrites. Now, the flip-flops, how long can they keep flip-flopping? today there's a lot of flip-flopping. There's going to be another one tomorrow. That should wake up people. They're flip-flopping. What do they believe then? So I think the flip-flops are going to be as an asset to us because people are going to say enough of is enough. And the other thing people don't like, and we're hearing more of already, and that is the self-serving positions, the money people. There's a lot of people, even before this mess started, they were very, very negative on the pharmaceutical industry, and they ought to be because there's a lot of special interest there. You know, if we play on that, then maybe we could get back to an honest discussion outside of politics and into a more honest group of intellectuals in medicine and science and start talking about it and start thinking about, well, science is expanding our horizon. It doesn't close us out. They're doing exactly the opposite. We have decided this is it. The science is this. That's closing out science. This is exactly the opposite of what they should be doing. You should expand it and invite people in for the discussion. I do want to thank all our viewers today for tuning in. I appreciate that very much. And please return to the Liberty Report soon.